Saving Money on Your Barn Dough, authored by Linda Schmid. Do barn dominiums really cost less to build? What can I do to save more money on my barn dough? Barn dominium enthusiasts tout a more economical build as one of the advantages of post-frame construction, and they are right. The more simplified shell can save the homeowner some money. However, there are some misconceptions regarding how much money they are likely to save. The walls contain less wood, and the builders have less labor creating the frame. This is essentially where the savings are achieved. However, the other components of your home are going to cost the same amount regardless of the type of construction used. Most barn dough professionals say that you can count on saving from 5 to 10% by choosing a barn dominium build over a traditional house. However, other choices you make will grow or diminish those savings. What adds on to the cost of a barn dough? One thing that can make a big difference on your spend is your decision regarding a basement. Traditionally, post-frame buildings did not have basements. They were barns, sheds, and machine shops, and basements were deemed unnecessary. With the rise in popularity of post-frame homes, some homeowners have opted to build under their barn doughs. This can be done, but it adds on greatly to the cost. If you truly want to take full advantage of the economy that post-frame can offer, consider adding a large storage space and/or workshop to the footprint of the house instead of a basement. If you keep this space storage room or garage-like, meaning you don't finish it by adding fancy components, complete with drywall, tile, fancy wood cabinetry, and the like, this storage space can be more cost-effective. Another way to avoid adding on to the cost of your home is to enlist the aid of someone who understands barn dominiums to help you with your plans. A professional will know things about layouts that can end up saving you money. Emily Marshall, aka Mrs. Postframe, says, "In our home, two of the windows are not quite evenly spaced, but if I didn't point it out to you, you would never notice. They are spaced that way to avoid the expense of having to pay for the extra materials and labor of putting in extra headers. An experienced planner can help you avoid those extra expenses," she added. Keeping your plans simple will help keep costs down too. Part of the problem is complexity, according to Corey Padgett of Graber Post. A simple gable roof is much easier and less costly to build than a roof with a lot of hips and valleys. Watch for extra costs when choosing your site. Take into consideration things that may add on to the labor required to build there, including removal of old structures, trees, or anything else that will get in the way of construction. Ask if the site is hooked up to municipal sewers, or if it will need to have holding tanks, a mound system, or other type of sewage disposal. What about electricity? How long and what type of driveway will be required? All these things can add up, so be sure you have these answers at the outset. What can I do to save money on a barn dough? You will make many decisions as you plan your home, and you can reduce the cost depending on the decisions you make that will reduce the cost of your build. Interior fixtures offer many places to save money. Here are a few examples. Cabinetry. If you have your heart set on solid mahogany cabinets, they are going to be expensive. However, if you are willing to accept a more affordable alternative, like pine, you will save money. Countertops. Granite and marble make gorgeous countertops, but they have price tags to match. If you are uninterested in laminates, consider tile. It can be reasonably priced, and there are a lot of styles to choose from. Butcher block is another more moderate choice. Flooring. Natural stones like quartz or granite and exotic hardwoods make for luxurious flooring, but you can get nice-looking flooring without that huge expense. Consider laminate flooring, linoleum, and carpeting. Even tile can be affordable, and if you are having in-floor radiant heating installed, it can work nicely in living spaces beyond bathrooms. Interior walls. Stick with traditional drywall and paint to keep the price down. If you really want wood as an accent, consider plywood. It can have a nice grain and you can stain it to mimic any wood you like. Sinks, tubs, and toilets. Keep it basic. If you choose the latest freestanding bathtub and other fad items, you will quickly run up the cost of your bathroom/s. Even hardware can add a hefty price if you don't do some comparison shopping. Exteriors can also add onto the price of your barn dough. Watch the pricing on these items. Siding. Stone and brick are distinguished-looking exterior treatments, but if you really want to keep costs down, you are better off to stick with metal, the barn dominium standard. Vinyl can be an economical choice, but look into expected longevity when deciding between vinyl options. Roofing. Slate or terracotta tile make great roofs, but the standard option for barn dominiums is metal roofing, a solid choice with some great advantages like longevity. Windows. It's best not to choose the cheapest windows you can find, for the simple reason that you will likely make up for those savings in energy bills in no time. However, some types of windows are inherently more expensive for reasons other than quality and efficiency. For example, should you decide to trade in a picture window for a bay or bow window or install floor-to-ceiling windows, you are going to pay a much higher price. Exterior accents. If you really wanted a stone or brick exterior, either of these materials can be used as accents on your home's exterior at a fraction of the price. Of course, if you want to save even more money, leave these accents out of the picture. There are economical ways to add character to your home, such as adding a front door that stands out or using contrasting trim. Cupolas can add a nice touch to your barn dough, and some of them feature louvered vents to help with ventilation, but watch the price. They can vary from a couple $100s to several thousand. We have considered several ways to keep costs under control, and many of them may work well for you, others may not. The thing to keep in mind as you make these decisions is that these savings affect more than the cost of your build. Each decision you make to go with a lower price option has some kind of cost attached to it. The cost can simply be that you do not get the granite countertops of your dreams, or it can mean that your siding will need to be replaced in 20 years instead of 40 years. Choosing to keep the expensive granite countertops is all right. So is choosing to install siding that will require replacing sooner but save you money now. It's your build. Take your time and think it through so that you end up with the home and the mortgage that works for you.